Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, we're going to be on a topic today that I had little knowledge of, and the reason I say that is because it shows you how the Holy Ghost does dovetail the conversation that he means to bring about here on this earth as it is in heaven. Another subversive expose. We're going to be talking about the militia and the government working together. That's how they're supposed to operate, hand in glove, not against one another, okay? We're going to be covering that in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to that, I want to drive you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go to that page, just go to the right side of the page, and you will see our shows, morning show, and our afternoon show, on the both side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you're on that page now, friends, please do subscribe because I don't need any more per request as to where we are and how do I find you and so on and so forth. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's live feeds going on over there right now on both pages. You can also jump over to that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the top left side. And we are now live streaming with Rumble, okay, and we're beginning to build off that platform. And again, what we're going to be talking about today is some in government attempt to demonize the militia. Friends, the bottom line is more subversives are being exposed. And again, we're going to kick this off right away, friends. But again, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. And when you're over there, friends, subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just again for the record. Just want to make sure everybody understands who we are and what it is that we do here. So this is what it comes to. We're talking about another subversive exposed. The militia and government working together, not against each other. What we're seeing today, friends, is those in government, incumbent, in office, that are attempting to demonize the militia, you need to understand they're merely exposing themselves as the subversives that they are, in fact. Why? Because they are operating in contrast, direct contrast, to the United States Constitution. When you read Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, what does it say? It says to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, okay? Suppress insurrections and repeal invasions. That's the purpose of the militia. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, okay? Reserving to the states, respectively, the 10th Amendment. Now, listen to this carefully. In contrast, I just read the U.S. Constitution to you. In contrast, what you're seeing in Michigan is another subversive trying to demonize the militia. Well, I want to say this just to put a little salt on your tongue really quick before I read this, okay? I want you to understand that our forefathers established the militia, and I want you to know who the militia are. This is George Mason, and this is what he said to the Virginia Ratifying Convention back in June 4th of 1788. This is what he said. He said, "I ask, who are the militia?" He said, "They consist now of the whole people, the people of the United States of America, except a few public officers." Of course. Because they didn't want the people to be armed. Why? Because they didn't want them to be able to resist their acts of tyranny in any step or any direction that they wanted to take. Again, who said that? George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention. Now, I want you to show you exactly, friends, as to what's transpiring today. It was just reported recently by MLive.com that the militia ideology has gone unchanged far too long. So the communists need to revise the very definition of militia, and they don't want to put it in a good light in the purpose of what the Constitution established these meanings when it comes to the militia. Okay, listen again. Michigan's top law enforcement official, notice this, not representative, right, told a congressional panel examining a rise in right-wing extremism that her state has long been considered ground zero for, listen again, for anti-government militia groups. I love this. And what's scary about it is there's actually a couple people in the state of Michigan that might actually believe this woman's propaganda. Okay? Attorney General and pro-sodomite, pro-disarmament Dana Nessel asked for more federal resources to address domestic terror threats in a statement submitted to the United States House Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties on Wednesday. Nessel noted that Congress looked at this issue in the past, particularly after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. Do you really want to go there, Mrs. Attorney General? I don't think you want to go to Oklahoma City bombing, because corruption and subversives and the brown shirts in America's, their fingerprints are all over it. Okay? So that was another act of domestic insurrection, only to accuse their political opposition was, in fact, as to what took place in Oklahoma City. Okay, but that's what she referenced in hoping that people didn't know the difference as to what was behind the Oklahoma City bombing. And again, keep in mind, during that Oklahoma City bombing, guess who they blamed, friends? Christian constitutionalists. Did you hear what I said? And this is what they're aiming at again and again and again and again. It says, Wednesday, Nessel noted that Congress looked at the issue in the past concerning the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, but failed to follow that examination with concrete, measured steps to abate a clear and present danger. In other words, friends, the truth got out. They want to conceal that truth, and they want to drive as they continuously revise and recreate a new narrative that works against the laws found in the United States Constitution. Not for, but against. And I'm here to tell you, friends, first and foremost, when you begin to see people incumbent in the United States of America, namely in office, friends, those that are law enforcement agencies, keep in mind when they're tearing down the U.S. Constitution, that's not law enforcement, friends. That's treason. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. That's the act of a subversive, a communist. So let's make distinction. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocates Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
I have my friend calling in from Michigan who just happens to be a sheriff in the state of Michigan, Sheriff Darleaf. Oh, I just lost him. If you can go ahead and call back in, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that we have an attorney general that's being called out by the mainstream media and their propagandists that the Michigan's top law enforcement, she's not enforcing the law. She's tearing down the law. She's trying to recreate it in her own devilish image. Her in Madam Jezebel in the state of Michigan. And I'm not just name-calling, friends, for the sake of name-calling, but the Bible does say that the eyes are the window of the soul. You need to look at these women. Look at their eyes, man. And if you've got any discernment, you're not dealing with people that are pro-America in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, we're highlighting the top law enforcement, the enforcement official there, Attorney General Dana Nessel. And the things that she's saying are so un-American, and it's amazing to me as to who she's blaming concerning domestic insurrection. It's always the white people. It's always the Christians. It's always the constitutionalists. It's always those that are pro-American patriots and the conservatives. Man, I thought we were in this together. I mean, when I read law and that we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, it's my understanding that we're all ruled by law, but these people have so befuddled the message, friends, because the people haven't taken the time to know the difference in this country, that they actually believe every once in a while that what Dana Nessel is saying, the Attorney General in Michigan, as to what she's saying just may be true. Now, again, this is the squeaky wheel, but the fact of the matter is, friends, she's got a real problem. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up my friend, Sheriff Darleaf from Michigan, who brought this to my attention yesterday. And we've got some real issues going on there, Dar, do we not, concerning what the Attorney General is beginning again to label the conservatives as right-wing extremists and domestic terrorists and the such. What say you?
Well, she even went after Richard Mack there and Oath Keepers. not knowing why Richard Mack started his association, why Oath Keepers started. And if I may, real quick, Oath Keepers started because a man by the name of Stuart Rhodes couldn't believe that police officers were willing, after Hurricane Katrina, willing to go door to door and confiscate guns. Mm-hmm. So he took it right on up to the Supreme Court and had it stopped. He was just couldn't believe that police officers would blindly ignore the Constitution and do that. Sheriff Richard Mack started the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association over the Brady Bill. And in that Brady Bill, there is a section in there that they were going to recruit 5,000 Royal Hong Kong police to basically come on and enforce the Brady Bill. And Sheriff Mack also noticed in there that there is an order in there that if the sheriffs didn't do what they were told, that there was an arrest clause in there from the federal government. So he sued, and out of 3,087 sheriffs, only seven sheriffs stood up.
Yep.
And he took it all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and he won. And it's funny because these associations, the police associations, the sheriff's associations, will not let this winner in to speak about it. They call him a nut.
Yeah, of course. Anybody that's pro-constitutionalist, that they're a Christian, nothing new under the sun here, Dar. I mean, we're seeing it in replay again because apparently the American people still have not learned from the past, and that's exactly why history is going to repeat itself. But it's also a great wake-up call for the rest of us and those that are paying attention to what's going on. As a matter of fact, I was talking to someone this morning out of Michigan, and he said, man, these rallies in Michigan are growing and growing and growing all the more. And I said, well, as they say, let their cruelties swell our ranks. And it seems to be what she's doing right now is awakening the people that don't know the difference. They're going to school to get educated as to what's taking place. But I'll tell you what I'm really getting sick and tired of, and I have been for some time, Dar, is the fact that they continuously accuse us of what it is that they themselves are guilty of.
Yeah, that's a communist way. Hitler did that. That's just the way of doing things. They'll go out and do something and blame you.
And they've done it, and they've been caught. They've had the smoking gun in their hand, and yet again, for some reason or another, the American people think that this is just going to go away all on its own. Now, what I want to do is I want to just kind of highlight some of the things that were said, and I want to go ahead and have you comment concerning to what Mrs. Well, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has had to say. She had said that she's asking for more federal resources to address domestic terror threats. In a statement submitted to the United States House Committee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties on Wednesday, and Nessel noted that Congress looked at this issue in the past, particularly after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, but failed to follow that examination with concrete measured steps to abate a clear and present danger. Who is that clear and present danger, Dar?
I wish I could tell you. Well, I think it's a bunch of ticked off people. That's what I think it is. And you go look at the Oklahoma City bombing. Why did that happen? You know, there's a lot of finger pointing and all that. There was, I remember, I forget his name, McVeigh, was it?
Yes, Timothy McVeigh.
Basically saying he was basically calling himself a lackey. And at one point, I read something, and of course, I don't know if it's true or not, about him saying that he was part of the experimental stuff with the military. And so there was so much stuff going on out there, and I think that's done on purpose to confuse the people.
Well, yeah, also consider the fact that you had the ATF that didn't show up that day, the FBI didn't show up that day, and a lot of children, 168 souls were lost, as a matter of fact, including 19 children, several hundred more injured. And for some reason or another, it was aimed at the American people once again. And who is the political opposition to this global order? Well, none other than the Christian constitutionalists once again. And there they had their lone wolf, and then they set the narrative. And if anybody went against that narrative again, they were called out to be a bunch of wackos, conspiracy theorists. And the fact of the matter is, Dar, and I do a whole show on this, as well as the listeners, you know, I have a whole show just laid out on how we've been told by the mainstream media concerning conspiracy theorists, which in fact over time turned out to be conspiracies in fact, which lines itself up against Jeremiah 9-11, or 11-9, forgive me. So here we are. But what would you say concerning, we got one segment and I got you for about 3 more minutes. What would you say and what would you like to say concerning what's going on in Michigan concerning the Attorney General and her calling us right-wing extremists, whatever else she may say concerning what's going on? Why is it that they're always accusing the other side of what it is that we find to be them that are guilty of the crimes?
Well, I think it's to, like, if you remember back a few years, there was a militia group that was broke up in Adrian, and of course all those cases got thrown out, but it made a national news, if not world news, and what it did is it kind of stopped the growth of the militias. And I don't know if this is the same thing. I don't know any of the details, or very few of the details anyways, of this case. I try and stay out of it as much as I can. But it just seems like that every time the militias start growing, either somebody does something stupid or they get led down a path and it makes national news, and also the militias kind of sit back and go, oh, geez, we're going to call ourselves something else.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the worst thing that we can actually do. We shouldn't be running from the fight. We shouldn't be surprised when the subversives stand up and call us names, because if you point your finger and you take the time to read the U.S. Constitution, the enumerated laws find within, you're going to find out who the subversive is. And we already know that the mainstream media is covering for those that are, in fact, guilty of conspiracy over and over and over again.
You got to understand something,
go ahead.
Bradley.
Yes. Yes.
You have to understand something, that the militia wasn't created by our Constitution. The Constitution recognized a militia that already exists, and that militia existed for centuries before our Constitution. And you can look at the Book of Numbers, Chapter 1 in there. It talks about the 12 tribes of Israel and how they used their militias. I mean, they've been around for centuries, and it's a subset of the people, not a subset of government.
That's right. And here's the thing, and I'm going to explain a little bit more of that as the show goes on here. But what's interesting to note about that is we see it over and over and over and over again. But somehow or another, they suppose that they're going to browbeat us into submission and stripping us further of our God-given rights. And as I was just saying, the American people, instead of running away or tucking tail or capitulating, they need to stand up and call them out for who they are. And instead of changing their name, I'll tell you what, the ones that are committing the crimes, namely the subversives that are in incumbent today, they need to change their names. And we need not be afraid of upholding the law, friends. And as I say, if you take a crooked stick and lay it next to a straight one, that's what the Constitution does when you know the difference, when you lay it up against the subversive, because it always shows you their deviations. And it's exactly what we're seeing in America today. And here's another one, boldly sticking her head out, acting as if what she is saying is constitutional, Americanism, patriotism. And what's sad about it is I could almost guarantee, I could talk to Mrs. Nessa over here in Michigan, and I almost could guarantee she would call herself a Christian. And this is what it comes to when people don't know the difference when it comes to knowing their right hand from the left. Sheriff Dar Lee from Michigan, I thank you for your time. I totally appreciate it. I'm going to expound on this just a little bit more, friends, after the show's up. I see that Facebook, one of our social media platforms, has given us a whole whopping 85 people today. Isn't that amazing? Have 773,000 friends. I'm sorry, 735,000 friends, and they're allowing 85 people in right now. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is testifying before a House panel on Thursday. She's pressing congressional leaders to spend more money aggressively to keep up with economic trends. Yellen telling that panel the government operating budget was designed for 2010.
While our portfolio has grown to match the urgency of this moment, our annual budget has not grown in tandem, and the funding provided to administer new programs is temporary.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says there's a record amount of drugs coming in from Mexico.
Just the first 4 months of this year, the Texas Department of Public Safety has seized 95 pounds of fentanyl. That's more than 21 million lethal doses.
Abbott saying that's enough to kill every person in the state of New York. This is USA Radio News. Millions of Americans can't wait to hit the roads this holiday weekend.
AAA says this weekend will be huge for travel. More than 37 million Americans are expected to hit the road over the holiday, a 60% increase from a year ago. However, that is still nearly 6 million fewer travelers than before the pandemic. The travel group notes that a pandemic-induced pent-up demand for travel is the leading cause of the expected increase, though they remind travelers to continue to take safety precautions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NFL is allowing its vaccinated players to return to a prior normal. The NFL announcing updated vaccine protocols on Wednesday for players that have been fully vaccinated. The protocols for all players who have been fully vaccinated to return to work similar to how they were prior to the pandemic. Players who have not been vaccinated will still be subject to current restrictions. An agreement was made between the league and its players association. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Boyfriends, I could go off on another show concerning what I just heard. Did you hear how much propaganda? Do you hear what they're doing? They're offering your freedoms back to you. Our rights don't come from them, friends. Don't ever forget that, okay? Well, if you've been fully vaccinated, you can come back and you can play football. To those that haven't, those restrictions, they still apply. Really? Friends, has anybody taken the time to ask the question, where's the law? No, and then when you go to look for the law, guess what? There isn't one. And people are just going along with this. And I just want to give you one more forewarning, at least on today's show. They're trying to convince you that 70% of the people are going to get vaccinated, which is completely untrue. I can give you statistics. They want to get you to 70%. They want you to believe that 70% of the people are getting vaccinated by the 4th of July. Around that time, you can mark my words. They're going to try to convince you that 70% of the people have been vaccinated. Talk to your neighbors. Ask them questions. Went and got an oil change this morning. Guy voluntarily started talking about how these lunatics came in and asked them, you know, have you been vaccinated? Have you been vaccinated? And he's looking at him like, well, what does that matter to you? If you've been vaccinated, you're the one that's been convinced by these deceivers that you're the ones that's safe. So why would I need to be vaccinated? Same thing with mask wears. Think about it. No, folks. The majority of the common man, they have not gotten vaccinated. And they are to the extreme now of trying. Folks, they're becoming desperate. That's a better way of saying it. They're becoming desperate. And why are they becoming desperate? Because they've lost the narrative long ago, as I've said, over and over and over again. And if they didn't lose the narrative, why is it that they got to continuously blow wind in their own sails concerning their propaganda? You heard during the last break. What did you hear? During that short time of commercials, nothing but more propaganda about what? What you can do, what you can't do concerning the vaccinated, now versus the unvaccinated. Do you see what they're doing? Who's dividing the American people more than these deceivers are, friends? Nobody is. America, it's time for you to wake up and act like a bunch of patriots, those that uphold the law. That's what the word means, Webster's 1828, because you're on the tail end of this. You're the tail on the dog that's already wide awake, growling and defying tyranny across the world. You still haven't figured out what's going on here, yet foreign countries all over the globe have. Shame on Americans for those that was sticking their head in the sand. It's time to get your head out of the sand and wake up and notice what's going on, folks. They're going to try to continuously corral people into a new system of government. That's why they said 70%. Okay? While they continuously censor all the facts concerning the dangers and the side effects, the adverse side effects of these vaccinations, which you can go onto the CDC's website and find it for yourself. But the media is censoring and suppressing all of that information because they want you to be like everybody else. Well, let me tell you something. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. And I'm telling you what, that's exactly where they're trying to lead you right now. Because that's the fruit of these vaccinations. And as Sherry Tenpenny said last week on the show here, Bradley, they're not vaccinations. They're experimental mRNAs is what they are. They're experimentals. Gosh, my goodness, friends. Let's get back to this topic while I have time. I want to say this. When I wrote the article this morning, I went to bed thinking about this, the militia. Sheriff Darleaf made me aware of what's going on in Michigan concerning his attorney general, this official. They love to be called, folks, they love titles. The Bible's clear. Those that are highly esteemed among men are an abomination in the sight of God. And that's exactly what you're looking at in this particular situation. But I want to give you the pro to my message, okay? And then I'll give you some more con in just a moment. But I always want to give you the answers concerning the problems in which we're dealing with today, okay? I just got done sharing with you during the first segment, George Mason said, concerning his address to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788, he said, I ask, who are the militia? These are your founding forefathers, okay? He said, they now consist of the whole people. You! You're the militia! Okay? That's why there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 330 million people. And what's the purpose of the Second Amendment? It's not for deer hunting. When you hear that, friends, you better just get away from them cowards. That's not at all what it was given for. It's given for the very purpose of what you're seeing in America today. That is why you are called the militia. But I want to go on and make a couple more points. Going back to James Madison, number one, Annals of Congress, 434, that's the page, June 8, 1789. Listen to what the father of the Constitution said. He said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated in any sense of the word. A well-regulated militia, Madison said, composed of the body of the people, trained to arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country. And what was our forefathers doing during this time? They were throwing off an armed tyrant across the pond. Okay, that's why they were armed. Just for the record, again, let's go over to that of Richard Henry. Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788. What did he say? He said, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. Luke 11, 21 and 22. Okay? Also read 1 Samuel 13:62, I believe it is. I'm going to clarify that second one. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. To what? To preserve liberty against whom? Tyrants, okay? It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, as to how to use them. Folks, you could go on Time Magazine and you could see on the cover kids that would go to their shooting ranges in schools as young children in America. Now, the subversives, the little minions and subordinates of communists that want to dictate the world through a global order, want to try to convince you that the militia within itself, it's evil and it's wicked and it's bad. It's real bad. No, folks, they're the ones that are bad, right? Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, to provide for calling forth the militia. Who's the militia? You're the militia. To execute the what? The laws of the Union, suppress insurrection, and repeal invasions. Is that what the militia is being used for today? No, they're not being used at all. They're being demonized. Right? They're being singled out as a bunch of lunatics that are anti-American. Right? Or anti-government. I'll get to that in just a moment. And it jacks me up, to say the least. Right? Article 1, Section 8, Clause 16, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority of the training, the militia, according to the discipline prescribed by we, the people, in Congress. Okay. One thing that we're hearing more and more of today, friends, is how the modernized, well, the modern day version of the politicians are working against and demonizing the very militia that helped establish the government in which we have today. They're self-inflicting. Folks, that's what they're doing. They're inflicting themselves because they have no understanding of our history. They think that we just blew in out of thin air. Right? No, that's not how we got here. Well, maybe what they should do is be asking the question as to how it is that they got to the positions that they now occupy. I'll tell you how. It's a privilege. And I want to tell you who gave them the privilege. Those that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America, giving them the privilege to occupy office in the first place. Now, if the American people as a whole understood that, I wouldn't even be having to talk about this topic right now, because they would already know that they're not going to tolerate any offense against the law that those that sacrificed themselves died magnifying. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:7. Check it out when you get a moment. Romans 3:31 as well. They died magnifying our laws against the criminals, okay, that we might be free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, what I want to do, I want to ask the question, did government just magically appear somehow that and out of thin air? No. No. Have these politicians even taken the time to read their own history? Absolutely not. Have they taken the time to read their founding documents to understand how it is that we have become the most powerful nation on earth? Read Psalm 33:12, friends. Apparently not. And for if they did, so they would not be speaking and acting out so ignorantly. But friends, I'm telling you what, they're easy to detect, because that's all they do is continuously, incrementally work against the American people and attempt to strip away their God-given rights. And this is what you've been accustomed to. This is what you've been desensitized to believe, that this is normal government, when in fact it is not. It is not American government. The purpose of law is to ensure our God-given rights. Not to strip them away. Folks, the purpose of government is to maintain order, not to create disorder. The purpose of government is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, not the other way around. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. You're not to condemn the righteous. You're to justify the righteous. You're not to justify the wicked, but that's what you're seeing. Because this is what you listen to all day, Americans. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you some more things that she had said. And I'm talking about the Attorney General, the pro-sodomite, pro-disarmament, Dana Nessel from Michigan. I want to just kind of, well, pour a little more gas on the fire and see if you're indignant about what she's trying to do in your country, namely in the state of Michigan, which it applies to all of us. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to a couple of our suppressed and censored news sites. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com happens to be one of those, as I've shared with you so many times. We had 700,000 unique visitors the first month, the second month, 850,000, the third month, 1 million, and then Google pulled the plug. Same way Facebook is working us right now, friends. Surprise, surprise. We got five states right now that are beginning to stand up and to deal with this censorship illegally taking place. As a matter of fact, Ron DeSantis just passed a legislative bill to basically go after big tech companies for illegally censoring the truth. And this is what they've been doing. And they've been doing it for a long time. Over in Poland, if they censor, they are fined $2 million per violation. This isn't a foreign country. Why do you suppose they're so strict about that over there in Poland? Because they learned from history, right? Americans haven't. See, they've never gone through this before. But I got some people saying, man, the guy's got 735,000 friends and he's got 83 people on there right now. I think that should tell you something, especially on the number one radio show and the number two radio show out of 65 different show hosts. And we're broadcasting into 153 cities right now. Yes, it makes me mad. Because of the time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears that we put into this, not even including the financials to make it work. And people sit back and just, oh, it's no big deal, they're censoring him too. Nope, they're censoring you is what they're doing, dummy. You haven't figured that out yet? They're censoring you. They don't want you to have the information because they don't want you to be free. Okay? And what you don't understand is you have to fight for that freedom. Fight 1 Timothy 6:12. Let me go back over to this because I need to cover this before the end of the show. What we're talking about right now, some in government attempt to demonize the militia, more subversives exposed. And I wanted to say this earlier. Tim Brown talked about it this morning. Me and Tim never talked. It shows you the Holy Ghost. And he talked about the militia this morning. Little did I know, I'm talking about it on the other end. And what's happening, friends, is words like militia go through, government goes through. And then what they do is they vet the words. And if it goes against their narrative, then they censor. They suppress your flow. That's what they're doing here. Okay, but it's a good thing we have other outlets that are exponentially growing. And I appreciate that. And you can watch a live link now on that of Sons of Liberty Radio live on Rumble. And you can watch us live every day. Okay, so that's where it needs to grow so we have no more of this suppression and censorship going on here. Let me get back to Attorney General and pro-sodomite, pro-disarmament Dana Nessel. I just got done telling you, friends, what she's advocating for. Did you know that that's against the law in this country? Okay, so she's trying to call out. She's standing in an attempt to act out in an un-American fashion, yet she's called the Attorney General. She's called the top law enforcement official. She's not enforcing the law. She's trying to tear down the law, okay? And what is she saying, friends? Well, she's going after domestic terrorists. And who are they, friends? Oh, the big bad militia. That's what she wants you to believe, not understanding who the militia is and the purpose of the militia. Article 1, Section 8. By the way, it was 1 Samuel 13:22 that I was talking about during the last segment. But what does she want to do? She wants you to believe that they're the bad guys. No, they're the good guys. They're the good guys. Okay? But what do we have? Well, she's equating Oklahoma City bombing to Christians and constitutionalists. Let's go on to the next point she makes. Instead, Nessel expressed concern that lawmakers have failed to challenge the key beliefs of paramilitary groups. She called domestic terrorism a bipartisan issue. She said legitimizing militias combined with the toxic partisan rhetoric of today and fed by misinformation and disinformation. This is like the fact checkers for Facebook and for Twitter and for Google. They're fact checkers, friends, by the way, used to work for CNN. These are the mainstream media's useful idiots that are calling the truth the lie. Okay? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is like people that still haven't got the memo that Snopes is a CIA operation, okay? All three of them. And that's the real number, too, by the way. Legitimizing militias. Of course, constitutionally, isn't she supposed to be upholding the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution? Of course she is, but does it sound like she's talking in that direction? No, she's talking against American law, against the U.S. Constitution, which in fact makes her a subversive. Let me go on. It has helped to create a climate that nurtures and fosters the deep sense of grievance that extremists hold, which often manifests in violence. Who creates that violence? Oh, my goodness. This is a whole nother show. Here you again have those that are guilty of the crime accusing others. Revelation 12:10. Is this crazy? Okay, so let's hit a couple of these words. Okay. She said anti-government militia groups. That's one of the words she used. So these that call out people such as patriots, Christians, and or conservatives as anti-government are the furthest thing from what it is that they want you to believe them to be. These anti-government militia are, in fact, pro-government, upholding the laws that the corrupt fail to uphold. They are a check upon their corruptions, and they all the well know it. And guess what? The Attorney General doesn't like being put on check no more than Jezebel Gretchen Whitmer does. And we see this hypocrite for who she is and what she's advocated for and how many times the state Supreme Court in Michigan alone has pulled the rug from her and her crimes against the people in Michigan. Hey, America. Hey, Michigan, are you listening to what's going on? The judges came in and told you she's violating the law. That makes her a criminal. Okay? And if the attorney general in the state of Michigan wants to enforce the law so bad, then tell her to make reference to the law. But again, if she had to do that, you know what she would do? She would have to incriminate herself, and that just isn't going to happen until the people in Michigan finally figure it out, and they finally say we've had enough of this lawlessness in our government. And it's not going to stop until them. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. Okay? So she called them right-wing extremists. She's called them anti-government groups. Let's go to right-wing extremists, okay, as they call them. They are the people that are upholding these individuals accountable to the very laws that they swore to uphold. And so what do these right-wing extremists do? Well, they hold them in check, just like those that are anti-government concerning the militia groups. And guess what the media and corrupt politicians want to do? They want to cast into your minds doubts about the purpose of these organizations known as the militia. Well, if you'd read the U.S. Constitution and talk to some of these people, 9 times out of 10, you're going to see that they love God and they love their country, and they're sick and tired of those that call themselves representatives of the people working for some foreign entity that's trying to establish a global order. That's what this is about. That's exactly what this is about. So in other words, when the law fails to serve us, we the people must serve as the law. And that's what's happening. But they don't want you to think any further than what it is that they want to tell you. And that's what I'm continuously trying to do. I'm constantly pointing my finger back to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution so you can understand who's telling you the truth and who is in fact lying to you. And this one is lying to you again. Blaming white folks for everything under the sun. I mean, folks, every step of the way you look at these people, man, it's easy to detect that they're subversives. No question about it. Domestic terrorists are them that are courageous enough to stand up in the face of these tyrants that mean to enslave a population in which history teaches us by them that they are in fact the terrorists. When they call you the domestic terrorists, do your homework, and what you're going to find is they are the ones that are the domestic terrorists. What am I talking about? Well, terrorism defined in Oxford's original English dictionary, once again, for my listener, means government by intimidation. That's exactly what this is. She's trying to browbeat you into believing what she says is true. The criminals in government don't want to be held in check. They don't want to be called out for their crimes against the people. So what do? They attack them. Nothing new under the sun. Same old tactics, same devil, John 10:10. I mean, folks, these are the people that are calling people like myself and others that are standing up for the laws against the corruptions. These are the ones that have advocated the murder of the unborn and slaughtered thousands of babies. These are the ones that are advocating what God condemns through the sodomite agenda. These are the ones, friends, that are working their anti-American propaganda 24/7, and they have the audacity to sit back and call me and you? Friends, domestic terrorists? I mean, these are the adults of the world. Look what they're breeding, friends. Though they be small in number, look what they're breeding. And the Bible commands us to deal with such. These are the ones that are trying to disarm the American people incrementally by passing policies that undermine your right to bear arms, and they have the audacity to call people that stand up against them domestic terrorists or anti-government, militia, paramilitary organizations. Well, what's the reason that they're doing it? That's what I want to leave you with, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.